USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mexico is slapping tariffs on billions of dollars in American goods in retaliation to Trump tariffs on steel and aluminum. American pork producers in particular will be hurt by these tariffs, as Mexico is the largest export market for U.S. pork. The White House communications aide who made light of John McCain's brain cancer is now out of a job.
Kelly Sadler faced a lot of fire last month in her response to Senator John McCain's opposition of Gina Haspel as CIA director. She said it didn't matter what McCain thought because he's dying anyway. A statement from the White House simply says that Sadler is no longer with the administration.
That's correspondent Wendy King. Fashion icon Kate Spade, who committed suicide yesterday, reportedly left a note asking her teenage daughter not to blame herself. This is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com, andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Eight states held primaries yesterday, the biggest primary day of the year so far, but voting did not go so smoothly in the state of California. A printing mistake there left over 100,000 names off the voter registry in Los Angeles County. In the California Senate race, incumbent Dianne Feinstein will advance in November, and a President Trump ally, Devin Nunes, received most of the vote in California's 22nd congressional district. A veterans care bill will be getting President Trump's signature during a White House ceremony in a matter of hours. The measure gives vets expanded access to private care at taxpayer expense. Proponents say it will help relieve the backlog at VA health centers all across the country. Critics, though, warn the measure is part of a broader Republican effort to privatize the VA. The restaurant chain IHOP saying it could change its name soon to IHOB, although it's not saying what the B would stand for. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Officials say hundreds of additional homes have been destroyed on Hawaii's Big Island by a wide, slow-moving river of lava in the southeast corner of the island. A Hawaii County spokesperson saying they don't have an actual count yet, but they believe Tuesday may have been the most destructive day yet since the Kilauea volcano began erupting over a month ago. The estimate of hundreds of homes lost would more than double the 117 homes that had been confirmed destroyed when the week began. Officials have been warning people living in that area to evacuate for days. Former NBA star and friend to Kim Jong-un, Dennis Rodman, reportedly to be in Singapore next week while President Trump holds his summit with the North Korean leader. He'll apparently arrive a day before the June 12th meeting, but it's not clear what he's planning on doing there. Rodman has visited the isolated North Korea leader five times over the past 3 years on different occasions, singing happy birthday to Kim and presenting a copy of President Trump's Art of the Deal on one visit. Rodman telling TMZ he doesn't want to take the credit for the current move towards dialogue between the two countries, but he says it probably hasn't hurt U.S.-North Korean relations. You can find out more about us by going online to usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.